A long, long time ago, Jesus told his disciples, "Don't be troubled, trust in me." He's building mansions way up there, and there's many more that he'll prepare, so that where he is, someday we too can be. I'm serving Jesus while I'm living. He lives in me and I'm forgiven. I'm feeding on the Bible and praying for revival. I don't know if I'll be alive when he comes to take his spotless bride, but I know I'll meet him up on high and taste that heavenly pie. So bye bye, sinful world, goodbye. Drove my Ford with the Lord in the sweet by and by, and live forever in my home in the sky, up in heaven on the day that I die. Heaven on the day that I die. He says the book of love, if we have faith in God above, 'cause the Bible tells us so. Oh, we will meet him up in the air, and all his glories we will share. And I'll tell you that's the place I want to go. Well, I don't know, but I've been told that the streets up there are paved with gold. Need no harbor wings, but I'll hear those angels singing. Oh, well, I might just spend eternity in a beachfront mansion on the crystal sea, and I'll see all my family and taste that heavenly pie. And we'll be singing bye bye, sinful world, goodbye. Go before to the Lord in the sweet by and by, and live forever in my home in the sky, up in heaven on the day that I die. Heaven on the day that I die. Well, I dreamed last night I was in that place with all the faithful who finished the race at the merit supper. The Lord sure puts on quite a spread. I don't deserve to be here, but I'm glad I am. Now I'm at the far end of the room. St. Francis sat with Moriton Boom. Moses sat with Paul. And there's Job coming down the hall. Oh, great. I tried to sit next to Abraham. They said that seat safe for Billy. And we'll be singing bye bye, sinful world, goodbye. Go before with the Lord in the sweet by and by, and live forever in my home in the sky, up in heaven on the day that I die. Heaven on the day that I die. Next I was walking down the main street, and who did I just happen to meet? John Wesley and Calvin too. They said they were just trying to figure out what all our churches were fighting about, 'cause we serve the same God, you and me. Then Martin Luther came through the door and said, "Come with me, I'll show you more." So I let him lead me on and introduce me to James and John. I guess Peter and Andrew got their wish. They were sitting on a boat catching lots of fish, and that fish was I can't. Fresh heavenly pie.
Tongue twister. And we'll be singing bye-bye, said the world goodbye. Drove my Ford with the Lord in the sweet by and by. And live forever in my home in the sky. Up in heaven on the day that I die. Heaven on the day that I die.
Met a girl from Africa, and I asked her where the throne room was. And she said, it's right there down the hall. I told her all the sights I'd seen. More than I could ever dream. But I want to see my Savior most of all. There all knees were bowing slowly, with angels crying holy, holy. And on the throne above me, my Jesus there who loves me. He came right down and took my hand. He said, it's time to wake up, man, but soon you'll be back here again to taste that heavenly pie. So bye-bye, sinful world, goodbye. Drove my Ford with the Lord in the sweet by and by. And live forever in my home in the sky. Up in heaven on the day that I
die. Believe you when you say your hand will guide my every way. Will I receive the words you say every moment of every day? Well,
I will walk by faith even when I cannot see. Well, because this broken road prepares your will for me.
Well, help me to rid my endless fears. You've been so faithful for all my years. With one breath you make me new. Your grace covers all I do.
Even when I cannot see. Well, because this broken road prepares your will for me.
Well, I'm broken, but I still see your face. Well, you've spoken, pouring out your words of grace.
Well, I will walk by faith, even when I cannot see. Well, because this broken road prepares your will for me. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I will walk by faith, even when I cannot see. Well, this broken road prepares your will. Well, because this broken road prepares your will for me, prepares your will.
Guess what the pastor's talking about this Sunday? Anybody know? Realizing our destiny. Pretty good, isn't it? You didn't want the cookie? Okay. Sometimes they're kind of tasty. So I thought, okay, let me just see what kind of scriptures we have out there, right, that address destiny. How many times do you think destiny is, or something like destiny is addressed? How many scriptures do you think was found right here? Take a wild guess. Well, not too bad. That's about 30, actually, on there. That's not to say there's more, but yeah, there's plenty in it, and they're all over the place. But the more popular ones, of course, are usually up on the top. So check this one out. So in Jeremiah 29:11, very good. Okay, so I'll read it. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Yeah, Jeremiah. Okay, so Melody was getting all those on graduation cards for future. I don't have that. I've only got this highlighted verse on here. Here. Let's read it. Pray to me and I will answer you, yeah. Jeremiah 29:11. It's a little skinny, thin little pages here. Let's see, 29:11. That's right. So we already said the verse 11, verse 12. Then you will call upon me and come to pray to me, and I will listen to you. That's what he said. And you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. Thing to remember with Jeremiah was a prophet. The Israelites were in captivity at this point. And why were they in captivity? Because they were disobedient. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't turn from the wicked ways. So God said, okay, fine. I'm going to have somebody come in and smack you around. And history still repeats itself. It just goes on and on. What? Oh, no. In this case, God let it happen. Okay, that's an excellent question. Why does calamity come against us? Why do things like that come against us? The first reason is that we live in this fallen world. You know, John 10:10 declares that to us. You know, for it tells us. Why did my brain stop on John 10:10? Are you getting it? Oh, you do? Why bad things happen? Oh, we like that one. Which half? Huh? Give me starting on John 10:10. Why is my brain locked up? No, Jesus comes to give us life and give us everlasting. No, that's John 3:16. Boy, I can't believe I've actually had a brain lock on this. How many times have I quoted? Thank you. How many times have I quoted John 10:10? Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, the devil comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes to give a life and give it more abundantly, right? There you go. My brain went. Gee, how many times have I declared that scripture? I don't know. You know, I was going to say, man, I didn't even drop a wrench. And I still couldn't remember. It's like, where's my brain today? Whew, man. I was too focused on destiny. I couldn't really think of anything else. Okay. But anyway. So, was Emily here last week? Emily was here last week. That's right. We talked about that. All right. So, but last week we did the Bible summary in like 10, 15 minutes. Just, all right. So you remember God makes this perfect world. We have the Garden of Eden. God gives man free will. Man makes a choice to sin. Okay. So at that point now, the devil has dominion over the worldly things, the things of this world. Devil, darkness, bad things. So couple reasons. Why do bad things happen? Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, for starters, bad things happen to good people because we live in a fallen world with this thing called gravity. And everything wants to fall. I knew you would. Yeah, the gravity connection. So we live in an evil world, but yet God made us in His image, which is goodness. That's why we have this thing called a conscience. And our conscience is what is when we feel good about doing things and when we thought, ooh, I probably shouldn't have done that. I probably shouldn't have said that. Why do I feel guilty about this? In Bruce's occupation, he got to see a lot of the darkness side of it. Probably not a whole lot of the good, actually, did you? Probably most of it was dark. I think, Amy, you could find good, but you had to look for it, didn't you? Yeah. 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 In law enforcement, that'll be there. You know. I was talking with a person the other day, and they had a rough life. They were raised in an abusive household, and it very sad. And they have a very hard time trusting. Because anytime, you know, because one of the things I try to do with people is try to keep them focused on the good instead of being so focused on the negative. If you stay focused on the negative just keeps coming and coming because you're always looking for it. You're expecting it. You're pretty much inviting it. And keep that one up for shorter. They've been bugging you, but
they're everywhere.
They chasing her down? Oh, is that right? All those little, what do they call those things? They're not termites, but they might as well be. Little crazy gnat things flying around. Yeah, just annoying. They're annoying is what they are. Bugs, yeah, there you go. Annoying bugs. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So we live in this fallen world. But she's focusing on the negative. The problem is when I get her to focus on the good, she'll focus on something good that happened in her life and the person that brought that goodness. But then that person would go ahead and do bad against her. So she's having a hard time, you know, focusing on the love of Jesus because she can't relate to it. That's never been part of her life. And the only way we get freedom on that is through Christ, you know, just by the blessings of the Spirit. But everything, even through that, many of us have heard many different stories about people that have just been bottom of the barrel. You know, they've just been low as low can be, yet they made the choice to go focus on the positive and move forward. And a lot of times you hear about those. You know, those are a lot of times your motivational speakers who aren't necessarily out there saying, hey, Jesus saved me with this. They're just saying, I made a choice, all right? And it really is about making a choice. And it's making, so you make your choice. Do you want to listen to the darkness of your head or do you want to listen to the goodness? And where does the goodness come from? It comes from God, comes through the Holy Spirit, comes from our Creator because we were made in His image. God is love, and in Him abides love. So we're all love. So when darkness comes in, so why do bad things happen to good people? I actually have two things I'll share with you on that. Isn't that interesting how we got on that from Destiny? But I guess that's kind of similar though, isn't it? For people that do their best to walk with God, Christians, okay? Theoretically Christians. There's a lot of 007 Christians out there. You know, people that will say, I'm a Christian. Yeah, undercover. Undercover Christian. Never heard it called 007 Christians? they say I'm a Christian, but they don't do anything. It's like, okay, well, show them. Because remember, the Bible tells us it would be known by your works, by your fruit. All right? So if you say you're a Christian and you're not helping your neighbor, you know, when you can, you're just walking past all that stuff, that's not Christian. That's a 007 Christian, you know? It's like, I'm a Christian? Yeah, right. Good luck. Have a nice day. So we've got our 007. Did you get that one down, Melody? 007 Christian. Yeah, I know you've heard it before. She's heard it before.
Well,
alright. So anyway. So for people that are believers, right, people that are believers and are active, the enemy, the devil, is going to try to discourage you. Okay? Bad things happening to good people, right? So as odd as it sounds, if you're a believer and you're striving to live as Christ taught us to live, love others, bless others as Jesus done, and things are coming against you, that's actually a good sign. It's not fun. Certainly not fun. But it's actually a good sign. It's actually a good sign that you're on the right path and you're doing the right things. Now, for people that haven't professed Christ and they're just suffering, they're just lost. They're just lost in John 10:10. Again, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes to give us life and give it more abundantly. Those people are just being eaten up. Bruce saw that many times, right? It's an environment, isn't it? They're in an environment that does not have love. It doesn't have support. It's a dark place. I mean, you got a story to share. You're thinking of something right now. It's learned. Learn from generations, yeah. Right. Is that right? That's okay. You said before the keys turned or as the keys turned? They see the light. Let's get that clip in. We can tie that into script. We can tie that into a message. Oh, wow. And I got the music in my head. We got to work that one up. We can do everything but the horn part. Karen can do that on the, can ever do that on the keys, right? Well, she can bring her horn in for that matter. What am I thinking? We can all work through that. So does that kind of answer it? Ah. Actually, kind of with what I just said. I don't know if you guys heard what Melody just said, but she has some people will say that God caused something bad to happen. Okay. All right. God is love. God is all goodness. But God is a just God. God is a God of justice. Sowing and reaping. There's consequences for everything. But guess what? God is love, and love and evil cannot exist in the same vessel, right? It's like, and the Bible tells us that light and dark, well, even nature tells us light and dark can't be in the same vessel, right? I can't have a bottle of light and dark together. It just doesn't work. It's either one or the other. It works both ways. So then, if God is love and God is all goodness, how does the darkness come away? And that's actually where I was as kind of going full circle with this. So what can happen now, especially for believers and Christians? We're doing well. We're staying focused on God. God has this, I'll just call this protection, okay? It was a protection around us. You know, keeps a lot of the junk from us. But what happens when we start willingly disobeying God? And it's important, willingly disobeying God versus, whoops, you know, I missed that. You know, whoops, blatant sinning, okay, is what I'm talking about. You know it's a sin. Well, by golly, I'm going to sin anyway. All right, because it feels good. All right, it's a good thing. All right? That at that point you're coming against God. You're saying, "Yeah, I know it's a sin, but I don't care. My self gratification is more important right now." So at that point, God will start pulling His protection back. So you might have this big bubble of protection around. Now, as you start rejecting and coming against God, what happens is that little protection just gets a little less, and things start coming into your life. So how does the bad stuff happen? In the Bible, God makes it pretty clear. Especially in the Old Testament, you see a lot of this. So in the Old Testament, you'll see a lot where God needed justice to be served, especially against the Israelites, His own people, right? His own people. He needed to have become the Israelites. And the Bible will say God stirred up, sometimes is the word He'll use, He'll stir up a king from another kingdom or whatever, you know, to come in and attack the Israelites. So did God actually do that? He stirred them up. But remember, light and dark cannot exist in the same vessel. So God stirred up the darkness, essentially is what He did. He allowed the darkness. He allowed it to come through. Not a hard thing to understand?
Yes.
What's so hard about that part to understand?
That's
right. But God's a just God. God is a God of rules. Yeah, because of justice, God. Yeah, thank you. Judgment. It's part of judgment. And that's the best way to say it. Allows. Mm-hmm. We have free will choices, and it's part of sowing and reaping. You know? Sowing and reaping. So, and again, in the Old Testament, the Israelites would be doing worshiping idols, doing other, you know, the lust of the flesh, all the different things. which is a sin against God. And so what's the consequence for sin? Snakes. Excellent point, because you do remember they're complaining against Moses, right? You remember that? And the snakes came into the Israelite camp. The snakes were biting people, poisonous snakes, right? Biting people, dying. So what did God tell Moses to do? He tells him to make a brass serpent, a snake, and hold it up on a pole. And the people were told that anybody who's been bitten, to look at this pole and they'll live. Well, you know what that's symbolic of? It's Christ on the cross, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. There's another little nice tidbit for you to write down now. Yeah, we have to get more paper for Melody. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, it's also correct. It's the same symbol for the medical, the staff with the serpent on it. So, it's interesting how all these things tie together, because they do. You're always working hard, working really hard. Absolutely.
And then they go away.
That's right. A lot of light comes on the Emmaus walk. You're absolutely right. Okay. Remember destiny? Oh, what? Cancer and other sicknesses. Okay. Yeah. The devil, because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, I'll give you a better example. And I can't remember where it was in Luke, I think. Luke or Matthew had recorded this. What the Israelites would believe, the Jewish people would believe, with regard to sicknesses, especially a sickness of a child, they believed that was caused by the sin of a parent. Okay? That was their belief. Yeah, if a child was born blind or became lame, whatever, they believed that happened because a parent had said that was their belief. All right, so the disciples asked Jesus about that. There was a person blind or whatever. Anyway, the disciples, there's a person that needed healing, okay? Was it blind? And anyway, the disciples asked Jesus, they said, okay, who sinned? Jesus. So they're talking to Jesus. Who sinned? Who caused this problem? And Jesus said, neither. He said, this is going to be for the glory of God. Boom, heals the guy, right? Guy can see or whatever it was in there. That's good stuff. That's real good stuff. That probably didn't answer your question, though, does it? Well, okay. Okay, all right. You're correct. So, right. Some people can do exactly what you just did say. Well, my cancer is for God's glory, and I've seen people do that. Yeah. And you know, because what will happen is they'll say, God gave me this cancer so that I would, you know, bring people to Jesus or whatever their different reasoning is. Yeah. They'll come up with different ways to explain things away, and that's not correct. Why? Because if you look through the Bible, every time that anyone came to Jesus for healing, many times Jesus would just see somebody walk up to him also. But anytime that anyone came to Jesus for healing, they were healed, right? Now, Jesus never said, wait, hold on, not your turn yet. Oh, you haven't suffered enough. Oh, God's using this cancer to make you into it. No, never that stuff. If they came to Jesus, boom, they were healed. Now, if Jesus healed everyone, and if it was God's will for a person to have cancer or anything else, then Jesus would have been going against God's will, right? Right. So, for Jesus to heal everyone, and we know Jesus was in the will of God, he was doing what God wanted. So people can't use that excuse. Choice. Hereditary? Yeah. Well, here's what the Bible also says now.
Right. Now, you got the thing about the genius. That's the latest one. That's cool.
It's not of God. God, we were made in the image of God. Does God have cancer? You know, no. If you go to heaven, do you see any of this stuff? No. Right. But we're made in the image of God, remember? Okay. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us we're a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. We're made brand new. If you're, and some variations will actually say we're a new creature. All right? Think about that. Not just a new creation. I mean, a new creature. I mean, not even human, all right, at that point. What, think about that concept. All right? So guess what? So if you're made brand new, how far back does your generation go? Goes to Jesus, right? You're made brand new in Jesus, all right? So when you're born again, you've heard the term born again, right? So when you're born again, your generation goes back to Jesus. So anything else, in the Old Testament used to talk about generational curses, all right? And generational curses actually came about initially because God was so angry at people's disobedience that he condemned not only the person that did it, he condemned their generations for like, what, 12, 7, 12? It was some number of generations that going for, was it 5? I couldn't remember. You know, but later, still in the Old Testament, before Jesus came, God actually canceled that. God canceled that edict. I think it was in one of the Psalms that was declared, if I remember correctly. But a lot of people will try and hang on with that. And for those of you who aren't aware of the generational curse stuff, is people will say, I got cancer because my mom had cancer because my aunt, or I smoke because my dad smoked. A lot of that, smoking especially, smoking actions, things like that, is a learned trait. And it still becomes a choice. Like, for example, I know some people that their parents smoked, so they're more apt to smoke, right? Because it's the thing. They're always smoking in the house, whatever. So the child is well, I'll just start smoking. My parents always smoked, I smoke, right? But it's still a choice. But I know a guy who made a conscious choice. He saw, actually it was drinking in this case for this guy. He saw his dad was an alcoholic, you know, always getting drunk, and always, you know, da 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 da. He made it. And so if you go with the generational curse part, what would that imply? He's condemned to becoming an alcoholic, right? So he made a choice. He said, I'm not going to do that. So he refuses to touch alcohol, still, you know, never has, never will. You know, that was his choice he made when he was young. You know, when he figured this stuff out, like 8 years old, or he figured this out. So it all becomes a choice at that point. You know, but generational curse says, you don't have a choice, right? But you do have a choice. You do have a choice, because all that type of stuff is just darkness messing with us. Every last bit of it. Because we're made in the image of God. And when you're made brand new again, it's just good stuff. Really good stuff. Wow. The generational curse. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, they're still, they do believe that. But there's nothing nothing in the New Testament really to support that. They fall back on Old Testament scripture. If you're going to fall back on Old Testament scripture, why even bother to read the Bible? You got to read the whole book. You know? I mean, how many times have we read stories, right, and seen movies where it doesn't start off that great, but it finishes really awesome? You know, let's read the whole book, all right? Let's see the fulfillment of that. And there's a reading plan. There's different reading plans out there that help people read through the Bible, one of which is called the Robert Roberts Plan. It was written by a guy named Robert Roberts back in like 1896 or somewhere prior to 1900. And the reading plan is great because what he did is he takes Old Testament scripture. He has you read some Old Testament scripture. And then he has you read New Testament scripture that essentially shows the fulfillment of the old. So for example, if you have Isaiah 50, talking about the beating of Jesus, by his stripes you'll be healed. All right. And then in 1 Peter 2, Robert Roberts' plan, we have you read that. 1 Peter 2, 4 says, we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. You know, so all that ties back together. So these are fun and awesome things. So there you go. So that was destiny. That was my destiny, not to talk about destiny. Keep talking, yeah. Each illness? I wonder why they limit it to 39. Yeah. God actually declared that. God actually declared that as punishment. That's a whole different story. You gotta look that one up too, Melody. In the Old Testament, God made a lot of, okay, it says, if this person, back then it was eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, okay. 40 is a good number, that's why he stopped at 39. Because remember, this is pain being inflicted on people, okay. Oh, now you got it, okay.
I was thinking,
oh, you're thinking the stripes on the flag. God bless you. I love you. I love you. Keep focused on the pure aspect. That's really good. Oh, man. How do we need, how can we pray today? What do we need to lift up for you today, Debbie? Yeah, let's attempt to make a circle. How's that sound, guys? We could try a triangle. We could do that. It doesn't have to be a circle. I don't know. Can we try that? Let's see. Let's try a rectangle. Let's try a rectangle. No, I'm serious. We're going to try this. Rectangle. Go across. Nope. I think it looks like a rectangle. Nope. Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. Get square off. Square off on edges. We're good. That's a rectangle, don't you think?
Yeah.
I can work with it. It's close enough.
There we go.
You got the human factor is the problem. The problem is we have the human factor. Oh, so it's good. Well, Lord, we thank you for Thursday nights. I do really like Thursday nights, because I really do. I love the small groups. You do too. That's why you're here. Good. We'll go with three, and we'll go with all of them. Yeah, but it is a good thing. But Lord, we thank you for this time of fellowship. And we thank you, Lord, that our destiny, you know, it talks about our predestiny. We are destined, Lord, to love you, destined to serve you if we make that choice. So, Lord, we thank you that we have made that choice for you. We thank you that our lives, our actions just bear the fruit and bring to others the peace that you give us, the peace which surpasses all understanding, just the peace, the goodness, and the blessings. But, Lord, we thank you. We lift praises up for Leroy, what you've been doing through Leroy. And we thank you, Lord, that his heart is coming around, that we thank you, Daddy, for brand new. Just a brand new heart. A brand new heart. Debbie, what was the name of the other person that you mentioned? Every year and a half, she said she... Reba. Let's lift up Reba. Lift up Reba also. A brand new heart. So yeah, if she's getting ready for that, I'm serious. Bring her in here. Get her in here. We're going to pray for her. We're going to see that. I prayed for a guy yesterday. I met him for lunch. Bad knees. You know, couldn't hardly do the squats. Right? Just pain. God gave him new knees. No pain. The pain. And when we walked outside and we're talking, I said, give me your car keys. He looked at me funny. So I dropped them on the ground. I said, pick them up. He did that deep knee squat, came right by. I said, any pain? He said, no. So that's right. That's what God does. Yeah. That's what God does. It is good. Good. And Lord, no, I'm good. I'll lift it up if I can't see it. Actually, it almost helps my age to do this. Tom, you're killing me. Killing me with kindness and love. God bless him. Hey, remember, my memory's no good. That's why I got this here. But it's okay. God loves me. He loves you too. And God loves Linda. I love Linda. And for Ruth, we're lifting up the special things for Ruth, right? And she just gets what she needs. God's going to take care of that. But I think a special blessing for you, Linda, that God guides and shows you for what you need to see your dream, your goal, to speak and share. See, because God gifted you that way. You know that. He's gifted you. And that's a good thing. So God is good. Because God is amazing. And we thank you, Lord, for Linda. And thank you for the good things you're doing through her. And how you touch many lives in a good way. In a good way. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm just going down my list. So, Lord, I thank you for the peace mom has been enduring. Enduring, I shouldn't say enduring, receiving, rejoicing in. Enduring, we don't endure peace, right? We just revel in it. We love it. We endure other hardships, but this is a joy and a peace. And especially peace for the good times of little Melody here. She's having a graduation party Saturday at some time or another. Peace to that. Whatever it is. And actually, I'm thanking God for good weather. That means I don't have to set up a tent. So thank you, Lord, for good weather, so I don't have to set up a tent. So bless God. Bless God, that's good. And for Dallas, all right, we're lifting up Dallas, and especially lifting up Dallas for just peace and healing, and lifting up Emily's mom. Whatever it is, Lord, that's messing with her heart, we thank you that you touch her heart. She is made brand new, Lord, that all pain goes away, that she is just fully restored. Praying a lot for hearts here lately, aren't we? Praying a lot for hearts, but that's okay. It's all right. God's touching the hearts. And thank you, Lord, for Melody meeting new friends and great things on this calling, is that what it was? This, what was that? Oh, callings. I can work with that. We thank you, Lord, for... Okay, now I got to do this first. Sorry, Tom. I was thinking about Bruce is why I've got this on here. But I got to lift up Tom. See, I got Tom's list on here. Just travel mercies for your lovely bride. And peace for you, brother. For TV dinners and whatever you're surviving on. You're a cook, aren't you? Are you a cook? He goes to a restaurant. God bless him. So he's done this enough times.
He said. Hides
in Millville. I'm with you. He knows all the good greasy spoons. God bless him greatly. It's with Larry. And Bruce, God bless you, brother. For the God's blessed you greatly, my friend, hasn't he? Jesus blessed you greatly. What a great family you have, my friend. I love all you guys, and it's good. And what can I say about the dynamic duo over here? You know, thank you, Lord, that they're getting things going in the gym. Thank you for muscles that are developed and not sore all the time. Just lift and clear and purify. Thank you, Lord, that this last thing messing with Brandon's singing voice in the throat, it's just done. Done right now in the name of Jesus Christ. It is finished right now in the name of Christ Jesus. He's made fully whole. So, Lord, I just thank you again just for your joy and your peace for everyone in the circle, Lord, and all those that come here to worship, everybody we know, Lord, everybody we touch. There's just, the world actually tells us that we're, what, six levels away from knowing anyone? Did you know that? Have you heard that before? Yeah, we're like six levels away. So if you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, you can just pretty much anybody in the world, which is an amazing thing. Think about that. You're only six levels away from knowing whoever you wanted to know. Wow. What an amazing thing. So many gifts in that through this. That's good. Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Help? Yes, ma'am. You got more? Anybody else? My sister Susie. Yes. Oh. Okay. This is recent?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, I can't see it.
Oh, that's why I asked, yeah. Susie and the tooth. Okay. Amen. Let's make resolution for that. Anyone else? I'm going to try it again. You ready? No, nothing. One. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Oh, by the way.
So funny. What was so funny? What she said was so funny. She was being nice and praying for me.
And I had to go.
You guys, let's sing. What do you think, Melody? Let's sing. We're going to sing. We're going to shout. See, we're going to shout, praise the Lord.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I have, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
My Jesus, my Savior,
Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of the mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I have, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Let's go to the back to the top.
Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Rock the top.
What?
Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing.
First I saw
they got it.
Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. Sing for joy at the words of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Oh,
nothing compares to the promise I have.
Oh,
nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Couldn't figure out how to make the transition after there. But we kind of got there anyway. Got close enough. You doing this one, Brandon?
Doing what?
Or you want me to do this one? Or both of us?
What? Which one?
I will go. No capo, Brandon.
I'll get there eventually.
Both? Alternate? You want it all? You got it.
You can come in too.
I'll just in case. I'll fade in and out.
Okay.
I'll start off with you.
Standing in the place where doubt and faith collide. Staring in the face of fear that has to die. When you call my name, there's only one reply. No, I won't wait, I'll give you my whole life. I will go where you send me, to the ends of the earth. Just say the word and I'll go. I will go where you lead me. I'm headed out. No, I won't back until the lost are found. 'Cause I've been losing sleep over the least of these. And I'll find your riches among poverty. I will go where you send me, to the ends of the earth. Just say the word and I'll go. I will go where you lead me. I'll follow your heart wherever you are. Blind will see, the lame will walk, the bound are free. In your name the darkness hides, the mountains move, the dead will rise in your name. Oh, in your name I will go where you send me, to the ends of the earth. Just say the word and I'll go. I will go where you lead me. I'll follow your heart wherever you are. I'll go.
Do the chorus again.
I will go
where you send me, to the ends of the earth. Say the word and I'll go. I will go where you lead me. I'll follow your heart wherever you are. I'll go. I'll follow your heart wherever you are.
God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the blind gate that all the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood. Us great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be To Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence I will live. All to Jesus I surrender, Savior, make me holy. Let me feel your Holy Spirit. Truly know that you are mine.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence I will live, I surrender all, I surrender all.
All to Jesus I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Your love and power. Let Your blessings fall on me. All to Jesus I surrender. Now I feel the sacredness. All the joy of Your salvation. Glory, glory to His name.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence I will live. I surrender all.
My scars and all my crowns, Jesus, I surrender, all.
I surrender
all. No more having my own way, no more chasing yesterday, Jesus, I surrender,
I surrender all.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I, all to Him I freely give. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence I will live. I surrender all. I surrender all.
Chasing yesterday, Jesus, I surrender.